The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Your farm, stay on the scene like a sex machine. Get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
come on, get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up.
Shake your money maker, shake your money maker. You got to have the feeling, sure as your bone. Hey, the way I like it is the way it is.
Just lies. back of his car. Into the null and void he shoots. The man at the center of the motorcade has learned to tie his boots. The null and void he sees. The man at the center of the motorcade can choose between coffee and tea. In the boulevard, the monarchy holds sway. In the boulevard.
Looking so cute, sneaking round in a blue jumpsuit. Who's riding a motorcycle hero? Beep, he's a blazing away. Stars in the universe. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Beep, he's a screaming the truth. America is killing its youth. He's screaming away. America is killing its youth. America's giving its youth. Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider.
This show.
Kindly sponsored by Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite.
Thank you, Solly's.
Stephen Smith, thanks for your time.
Good evening, Brian. It's very good to be with you.
Can I ask you about this big debate about our role in the war in Afghanistan?
Yes, this is very important, yes.
Is the debate a good thing?
Well, I think it's very difficult, Brian, to argue that a debate is not a good thing.
So why didn't we have one before we went there?
Well, there's not always time for a debate, Brian. I mean, in the deployment of troops, for example, you often need to act very swiftly. There are issues of security, and so very often you're...
Making decisions on the run.
No, Brian, you're not doing that. You're making very sensible decisions, but you are having to make them very quickly.
Can you give me an example?
Well, if the building catches fire here, Brian, we're not going to have a debate about whether to call the fire brigade.
No, we can have the debate later,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, that would be the ideal time to have the debate, a good deal later.
Yeah, but we're not going to pull out of Afghanistan, that's the point. The government and the opposition agree.
Well, Brian, let me stress that in Afghanistan our position is that we require certain conditions to be fulfilled there before our role will be completed.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that we're not going in there on some sort of time-based conflict.
This, like the 100-year
wars. Yeah, like the 100-year war or some other reasonably swift kind of in-and-out date-based strategy. We're not doing that. We require certain things to be the case before we'll pull out of there.
Well, how long do you think this is going to go on?
The war or the debate?
The war.
Oh, well, the war could go on for some time, Brian. I've heard a decade, perhaps
and,
2 decades.
And what about our role increasing in the future? I mean, if you look at the British government, it's reviewing its defence budget.
They are, yes. Yeah. They're reviewing that just this week, Brian. This has just come through. There's a review of their defence capability going on right now.
This is a sop with camel.
Yeah, on the back. Turn it over. On the back, Brian, is listed a detailed list of the pullouts. They're decommissioning the Harriers, for example.
They're doing this with the Navy, by the looks of
it. They're doing it with the Navy as well, yeah.
They're scrapping the Ark Royal.
Well, they're replacing the Ark Royal.
Replacing with what?
David Cameron.
They're replacing the Ark Royal with David Cameron?
David Cameron. Here it is. Here it is, Brian. They're decommissioning the Ark Royal 4 years early and are building another aircraft carrier.
What for?
Well, to carry aircraft.
But they haven't got any aircraft, have they?
They don't need the aircraft yet.
Why not?
Well, because they haven't yet built the aircraft carrier they're going to carry them on.
Well, what's the point in building an aircraft carrier if you haven't got any aircraft?
Well, you've got to have an aircraft carrier, Brian, or you can't carry aircraft at all.
What aircraft?
The aircraft you haven't got.
But you haven't got them yet.
No, but you're going to have them. At some future point, those aircraft will turn up.
Why?
Brian, you're building an aircraft carrier. The sole purpose of building an aircraft carrier is to carry aircraft.
Thanks for your time.
Oh, that's my pleasure. But can I have that back, incidentally? That's an official document.
Yeah.
It looks good, though, doesn't it?
Sop with camel.
I wonder how many of those they've got. We might
It was a large room full of people.
Better than the sea
all
sprite.
Kinds.
Well, it looks like they fly.
And they had all arrived at the same building at more or less the same time. And they were all free. And they were all asking themselves the same question. What is behind that curtain? Thank you.
You're listening to Fresh FM, broadcasting from the Golden Bay Studio. Well, actually broadcasting from a computer today. Fresh FM. FreshFM.net. Podcasts, downloads, all sorts of stuff. News and views, shows. FreshFM.net. Today, podcasting from the Golden Bay Studio. Actually, from my computer. FreshFM.net. Podcasting from the Golden Bay Studio. Actually, from my computer.
I was living about 30 miles from Lockerbie when Flight 103 exploded in the air above. Before it landed all over the town. I recognised the flight crew from their pictures in the papers. Been on that plane a few months before. Flown the first leg from Frankfurt to London before it continued onwards toward that fatal night flight to New York. I sat beside a couple of Aussie girls who, after asking me about my direction, were disturbed enough to resolve to get me into town. It was my first entry to Britain. As we arrived, I walked up to immigration. I waited my turn and then I got the call and walked up to the desk. The woman said, "Yeah." I said, "I'd like a working holiday visa, please." She said, "I hate you Australians and New Zealanders coming here and taking all our jobs." I said, "Oh." Didn't have enough money, she said, by 95%. And that was mostly in drachmas. I had to wait in the deportee area for about an hour. When she came back, she was furious. She said that against her better judgment, they were letting me through. When I finally got out the other side, the two Aussie girls were there waiting for me. Being worried when I didn't come through, but stayed because they knew I was naive. And they had resolved to help. London was bigger than I expected. But mostly I found they loved Australians and New Zealanders over there. We did all their jobs.
Energy, drank a cup of quarters on my chorus, then I caught up. If I rule the world, money stacks for all my daughters. Never ask for payment in the womb, times nine. Now we see the blood on the street, times trying. Feminine energy, balance up the indestructible in the vaginal. Heaven in thine, heaven is mine. Spirit
true lyrical. Mother sang sweetest taboo, Rickle kind. If I was astonished by the level of shame, feminine energy, energy rain, intuition and ambition, intuition shine, intuition and ambition running through my veins. Pour out the love, let the healing begin.
The birds and the bees ain't got nothing.
Fanboy, I beg you, listen me. I beg you, open your ears for any waiting at they say. Waiting at they talk. Now serious talk at they talk go. No beating anger here speaking. Listen. In this world we deal, members say ya, one day go come, when we all go go. Before long, we go meet Mama Godo. When we dey meet Mama Godo, tell me, waiting, you go say.
With all my life germination, you realize all the time we wasting. You realize all the pain we facing. Please pour a cup, feminine libation. My gosh, we raising. Please sympathize all the lies we raising. Please realize all the times. Female energy, one shot, two shot, three times sorrows. Carry all the weight of the world on your shoulders. Give a couple crowns to the woman who had bore us, taught us, focus, love and support us. Magical, umbilical, my universe is radical. Introduce the nation to embracing what is factual. Feminine energy, almost mathematical. You can't really sum up what is infinite and valuable. Feminine energy, balance up the indestructible in the vaginal heaven in thine. She sing a melody to pass the time. Give us her energy so she feel mine. If I was astonished by the level of shame, feminine energy, never shame again. Rain, tamed, brain, praying. Intuition and ambition running through my veins. Pour out the love, let the healing begin.
The birds and the bees ain't got nothing.
You have me, I'm a fire. Disembarked in Larne, my weekend off Northern Ireland, heading for Belfast. Made it about three streets back. Found a B&B. First one I saw, actually. Wasn't much into inspecting rooms in those days. Not far away, there was a bar. Looked fine. Had heaps of people in it, but or happy to see someone new. And because I couldn't walk past, I went in. Had a great night. Later on, as I was walking back from the bathroom, a lady stopped me and she asked, "Would it be a woman that you're after?" And I said, "You're asking because you like me." And she said, "Oh, sorry, but I don't need another friend. But thanks for asking." And away she walked. The next morning, I barely made it down in time for breakfast. A disgusting affair of sausages and pale eggs and tomatoes, fried in margarine. And then later, as I walked back to the ferry, in some kind of shock, toxic poisoning and grey drizzle, two security guards let their German Shepherd lunge at my face, snarling. Stopped it just in time with their chain, laughing. I quietly told them to fuck off, it wasn't funny. They were gone. The Irish seas were hideous that afternoon. So sick I could barely drink.
This show is kindly sponsored by Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite. Thank you, Solly's.
Quite structured to be divorced. The hunter should be looking at my balls. I'm lying, I'm king, man, I'm lords, I'm feeling it. But the course of what is the cost, I'm healing. I'm dealing with my heroes, all shitting on my floors. When I was younger, you was on my goals. Now it's replaces. There will never be another me, nigga. So I figure I could call my own past story. I'm an exhibit on my name. I'm Sammy, I'm Tembo, I'm Eve, I'm Shumpa, I'm great. Remember when you doubt, fear, you had your voice and a song in your ear. You can time travel any month, any year. You're the greatest, yeah, I told you, cause it's what you need to hear. Young Tembo, be great. Forever, ever, and ever, ever, and ever, ever, and ever. I'ma be great. Huh. Hey, you can never fail. Where even when you fall, you prevail. And you can never lessen with the lesson. And I've been pressing. So it's not about impressing, I'm expressing. And every path I pay, still stressing. What Simon said, stay in your lane. If I stayed, I'd be playing with them little wine books. Singing Tupac books, still ignoring the fact that a queen ain't boring. So that you can conquer any hill. That's how I feel, that's how I feel. My vision, I'm impeccable. Every strength gained, every stage detectable. Look into the future, full vision, no spectacle. It's legacy. Is what I see, huh? Remember when there's doubt, fear. You would have your voice and a song in your ear. You can time travel any month, any year. You're the greatest, yeah, I told you, cause it's what you need to hear. Yeah, I'm gonna be great.
walking razor. Don't you watch my size? I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you are a bully, treat me good. If you are a bully, I beg you treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size? I'm dangerous, dangerous. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size? I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you are a chucky, nobody chucky from me. If you are a chucky, chucky, nobody chucky from me. Yeah. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size? I'm dangerous. My size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you eat asphalt, then you treat me good. If you drink lead soup, you better treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size? I'm dangerous, dangerous. I'm like a stepping razor.
Mars! Fresh FM. You can listen to it on Fresh FM. You can listen to this
podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.